Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans, chapter 2 and verse 4. It says that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. A very powerful verse. The goodness of God leads us to repentance. My dear brothers and sisters, if you remember the woman who took an alabaster box of fragrant oil and anointed Jesus with it, the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 39, "Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner.'" My dear brothers and sisters, man-made religion condemned this woman because of her past, but Jesus cleansed her and made her whole. The Bible says in verse 47, "Therefore I say to you, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." Jesus knew what this woman had done, but he also knew what she could become when his grace touched her life. The more you realize that you have been forgiven much, actually of all your sins, the more you will love the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, God's forgiveness does not lead to a sinful lifestyle. It leads to a life of glorifying the Lord Jesus. And the scripture says the goodness of God leads you to repentance. The word repentance means to turn around and do the opposite. Condemnation does not produce righteous living, but the knowledge of God's grace and goodness towards us does. And Simon the Pharisee thought that his acceptance by God was based on his performance. Hence he became self-righteous. But Jesus set him right, and he said, "To him to whom little is forgiven, the same loves righteous, the same loves little." When you realize how much and how often God has forgiven you, you fall in love with him. Rather, I would say, you choose to love him and desire to please him in all you do. Amen. So be encouraged this morning. Remember, the goodness of God leads you and me to repentance. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, you're a gracious God, you're a merciful God, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And Lord, we are so grateful to you for your loving kindness, for your goodness towards us. As Psalmist David says in Psalms 23, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore." He knew your goodness. He knew your mercy. Oh Lord, I thank you. Help us, oh Father, to be acquainted with your goodness and mercy in our lives, to realize that we are forgiven. Your blood has done its work of cleansing. The Lord, our names are written in the book of life, and we are grateful to you. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh Father, I send forth your word of healing to be their portion right now, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, I command their bodies to be healed and to be made whole. Because your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we appreciate you, we applaud you, and we give you all the glory, because you are a good, great, and a mighty God in our lives. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.